My relationship with the Cradle Club started in 47, October 47. Before that, really, because as you know, or maybe you don't know, in that time you had to be screened before they would allow you in to do anything like this. So I had to work at a January night, which would be the 1946. And in 1947, I had to work at the fashion show and luncheon, which they always had at Simpsons. And then in due course, in October 47, I got a letter inviting me to join the Cradle Club, which I must understand is a work club. And if I come in, I have to be prepared to work. Well, I had a lot, I thought, to give at that time, and I was prepared to work. So I accepted the invitation and became a member October 47.
You had mentioned a few minutes ago that you were really put through somewhat of a selection or a previewing process.
Yes.
Before you were allowed to join the club. It sounds like the Cradle Club, at least in those years, was an exclusive type of thing.
Well, I don't know that it was exclusive, but they wanted somebody whom they could trust and who was willing to work and didn't expect to socialize at all to get anything out of, well, you know, I belong to the Cradle Club sort of thing.
Yes.
It wasn't that way at all. It was explained to me at first by Mrs. Peter Sandiford, who at that time was the chairman of the Board of Governors. And she actually brought me into the Cradle Club. She brought me first to the, or she talked to me at first. I met her at a tea. And I had been in Canada since 1944. And I had become a Canadian citizen. And I had a lot of time, and I thought I should utilize it. And how I hit on the Women's College Hospital, I have to be quite frank, I don't know, outside the fact that Mrs. Ralph Edwards, I lived at 170 Balmoral, and she lived right across the street. And we both had small children. I had a little girl, and she had a wee little girl too, so we sort of got friendly that way. And she said, you should belong to the Cradle Club. And I said, I should do something, because coming to Canada, I had been very busy at home in Bermuda with, well, it was the war years, with the Lady Cupid Compassionate Fund. We had to read to sailors, and you know, we had ships bombed around us all the time, and they were coming up with oil-filled sailors all the time, and we had to entertain them. Well, I come here and I'm doing nothing, really, just bringing my family up. So Mrs. Sandiford thought I should join the auxiliary. That would be the senior auxiliary. And always they were the senior auxiliary. But then she decided I was too young to be with the older people, so I was put onto the Cradle Club. And I enjoyed all those years very much.
Now, it seems like there is a structuring of the volunteer organization in those days. When you say the volunteers, the senior volunteers.
Yeah, the auxiliary.
That is now called the Association of Volunteers.
Yes.
And does that also imply that there was a junior volunteers?
There was an evening auxiliary.
An evening auxiliary.
And when they were 45, they were supposed to join us. Well, they arrived at the fact that they didn't want to give up their little, it was like a keep. Can you understand that without me sounding malicious? Well, they were a little clique, and they had a nice little package, and they wanted to keep it that way. So they all got 45, and they decided they'd extend it to 50.